Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor, and you're listening to Set Free Live. It is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. It has been a short season since we've been on the air, but, beloved, we do thank the Lord, amen, for allowing us, amen, to be back on the air. Amen. We're excited about what God is doing. Truly, God has been blessing. And we just thank God, amen, for this day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. And, beloved, we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Now, we're going into the Word of the Lord this morning for a few moments. We're going to be talking about dimensions of prayer. And we want to encourage you, if you're listening, you can call in if you have comments or questions. Our call-in number is 718-664-9578. Again, that's 718-664-9578. Again, Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. And we are located in Lawton, Oklahoma. Glory to God. And a little later in the broadcast, we will share a little bit about some of the things that God is doing. But at this time, let's go into a word of prayer. Father, we love you and we thank you for allowing us, amen, this opportunity to come via radio. And Lord God, we're just asking, Lord, that you anoint this word, be with us as we go into the word of the Lord and minister to those that are listening. Father God, let someone be encouraged. Let them be enriched and uplifted. Father God, if someone is listening and do not know you, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would draw by your spirit and by your power. Oh God, draw someone to you, Jesus. And Father, we thank you and we give you praise now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dimensions of prayer. Amen. We know that in this hour, amen, we must pray. We must seek the face of God. Amen. And those that call on the Lord promises to meet and answer. Amen. But we're going to talk about, amen, seven different dimensions of prayer and how all of these facets of prayer, when we apply them, it's like building blocks, and how when we do that, amen, we'll see a progression of prayer, and our prayer life will be deepened and strengthened in the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 simply says, pray without ceasing. That means at every opportunity or occasion, we are to pray. Amen. We don't have to be on our knees 24/7 to pray. Amen. We can call on God, and even in our hearts and on our jobs, in our cars, as we're driving in the grocery store, we can pray. Amen. Send up a prayer to the Lord. Prayer is simply talking to God. Amen. Out of our heart, sharing our heart with the Lord. So the Bible says that we're to pray without ceasing. So when we pray, it must be sincere, because it is the key to God and heaven. The power of prayer has removed kings, defeated armies, and changed individuals. Amen. People of prayer are the greatest Christian heroes, and this is so true. When we think about different ones that have gone on to be with the Lord, prayer warriors, amen. Many come to my mind right now, several, I should say, come to my mind right now, men and women of God that I know were true prayer warriors, and their prayers, amen, a lot of those prayers are still in effect today, and lives have been changed as a result of those men and women of God that would intercede and pray, glory to God, and call upon the Lord on behalf of the nation, on behalf of people, on behalf of souls, amen. Lives have been changed as a result of men and women of God that have spent untold hours and upon hours of prayer, amen. So we as ministers must be able to move God before we can move men. Amen. When you can move God in your prayer, amen, as Moses did and others, glory to God, you have gone somewhere in prayer. And this takes time. It takes labor. It takes work in the spirit realm, amen, to be able to move the heart of God in prayer. But the Bible tells us that if we ask glory to God, we will receive. And if we seek him, amen, we'll find him. Glory to God. And when we knock, the door will be open, amen. So asking, seeking, and knocking is a facet of prayer, glory to God. And it's basic prayer, but yet powerful, amen. Now listen, I'm going to talk about dimensions of prayer. The first dimension is the prayer of confession. And through confession, we cleanse our soul and our body of sin. And we know that no sin is going to tarry in God's sight, no sin. I don't care. You may think, well, it's just a little fault, it's just a little mistake. But whenever we have any sin, it's like leaven, and it just takes a little, amen, to spoil the whole lump. Amen. So the prayer of confession. And Psalms 51 says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Amen. And you know God is looking at us, so he sees us every day, every moment. Amen. But David asked God for mercy. Amen. He asked God for, and what I believe he's saying here is grace. Give me favor. Give me your grace. Blot out my transgressions. In other words, he knew that in order for him to really stay in there with God, he had to be free of all sin. So we need the Lord to cleanse us of everything that's not like him. When we confess our sins, it causes us to open up to God. Trust is born, and then friendship is established. Beloved, when we can open up to God, amen, and tell God exactly how we feel, not only that, when we do that, it brings a release in our spirit, amen. It brings a freshness, amen, and it draws us closer to the Lord, glory to God, because you know what? God knows exactly what we're going through. He knows, amen, what's in us anyway, but he wants us to come to him, confess, amen, make a confession to him. So the prayer of confession. And then number two, the prayer of thanksgiving, talking about dimensions of prayer. Thanksgiving reveals a deep appreciation of God. Once we've confessed, we move right into thanksgiving. We thank him for what he's done. Thank him for who he is. Thank him for being God all by himself. So Psalms 107:1 says this, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Still talking about his mercy, God's unmerited favor, his grace that he gives us, amen, that we do not deserve, amen. But we thank God, amen, for his mercy. Now, mercy is God's unmerited favor, and it's extended to us because of God's love toward us. He gives us his mercy simply because he loves us, amen. And we know that his mercy endures forever. It will last, amen, throughout all time. Glory to God. God's mercy will not run out when we are in the will of God and we're submitted to the will and the word of God. Amen. That mercy will continually be extended to us. But, beloved, God's mercy will not cross over into sin. If we persist in sin, the mercy of God will run short. Amen. Because we don't want to run into the judgment of God. So we want to stay on the side of God that where his mercy and his grace is extended to us. This is why God wants us to be clean. He wants us to be whole. He wants us to live holy. Come on now. He wants us to live righteous. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And as we do that, as we walk upright before the Lord, amen, we can go to God, amen, and have him extend mercy. Glory to God. Let me just say this. A lot of times we feel, some people may feel, well, I'm making a mistake over here, or I have a problem there. Amen. God understands. I can say, I'm sorry. Amen. God will forgive me, and then I can continue on. But, beloved, when we do not allow the Lord, listen to me, when we do not allow the Lord to cleanse our lives and deliver us from these little hang-ups, glory to God, things that will keep us from him, amen, his mercy, amen, his grace cannot go through that. Come on now, we've got to, amen, be on the side of God, amen, and understand that God loves us, amen, but he will not tolerate sin. So he's dealing with all of us, beloved, to get our lives right, stay clean before him, stay pure before him, amen, so we can have the favor of God and God's grace, amen, and mercy. So the prayer of thanksgiving. And then number three, the prayer of worship. Once we've confessed, we thank God, we move right into worship. Oh, glory to God. Amen. We move into worship, reverence, praise, and adoration toward God. 2 Chronicles 5:13-14, it says this, "It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house." So when the glory comes in, it will cause us to fall under the power of God. Once we've confessed, amen, amen, we've been cleansed, we move over into thanksgiving, and then we can worship him. We worship him in the beauty of holiness. We worship him, amen, uninhibited and unhindered. And then the glory will come down. The presence of God will tabernacle with us. This is a dimension of prayer. Amen. God just doesn't want us, amen, to skim the surface, beloved. God wants us to go deep in him. And all of these facets of prayer, dimensions of prayer, will build up our prayer life, amen, and build up our relationship with the Lord. So the prayer of worship is another dimension of prayer. And then there's the prayer of meditation. After worship comes silence. Have you ever been in God's presence? Amen. When God has been there and we've ministered to him, he's ministered to us. And then we get into a waiting mode, if you will. We get silent before him. We want to hear what God is saying. So waiting before the Lord allows us to listen to what he has to say. God will speak when we get quiet before him. And beloved, God wants to talk to us. He has a lot to say. Come on now. Amen. We know we have a lot to say to him. Amen. True fellowship and relationship with God is a two-way street. It's not just going to God asking for things and asking for this and wanting to heap up on our flesh. But when we really get into the dimensions of prayer, we go to another level. We really go to a whole other area of prayer. We look at God in a different way. Amen. So the prayer of meditation. Psalm 62:5-6 says this, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." Glory be to God. The prayer of meditation. Amen. That was number four. Then number five, the prayer of petition. Now, isn't it something? You would think that we would go and have this facet of prayer first, but we don't. We confess, we thank him, we enter into worship, we meditate, then we get to the prayer of petition. Because by the time we've gotten to this level of prayer or this dimension of prayer, we're not going to ask amiss. We're not going to ask things that will heap upon our flesh. Amen. We will know what to ask for because we've been in and are in the presence of God. Amen. So through petition, we draw from the storehouse of God and we ask God for assistance. James 5:17-18, it says, "Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit." So prayer is a petition for deep need, supplication. Amen. It's the inner man crying out for God to solve his problems. The prayer of petition. When we get here, glory to God. Amen. It could be a supplicating prayer. It could be a pleading prayer. Amen. But again, it will be according and in line with the will of God. Then we move on into the prayer of intercession. Glory to God. And we know, amen, intercession is standing in the gap making up the hedge for someone else. Amen. It opens the door for ministry. Intercession opens the door for ministry. Intercessors find joy by reaching out a helping hand to the throne of grace for others or on behalf of others. Amen. Now listen, so when we get to this facet of prayer again, it's not about us. Amen. We've gone through confession. We've gone through thanking him and worshiping him, meditating upon him, and then petitioning him. Then we can move on to the prayer of intercession, making up the hedge and standing in the gap on behalf of someone else, on behalf of the nation. Amen. There's so much, amen, people of God, that we can pray for. Amen. Our prayer life can be so enriched, amen, when we follow these dimensions of prayer. Now, we know that Abraham interceded for Lot, amen, when he was over in Sodom. Glory to God, and the angels came. The angel of the Lord came and visited with Abraham and began to share with him what he was going to do. And Abraham began to intercede. He said, Lord, if you find 50 righteous, will you still destroy the city? And God said, no, if I find 50, I will not. Amen. And then he said, well, if you find 45, will you destroy it? He said, no. Amen. He went down to 40. Glory to God. I believe he went all the way down to 10. And God said, if I find 10, I will not destroy. But we know that there were not even 10 righteous souls in Sodom. Now, that's an awesome thought, beloved, that God had to come down and rain fire and brimstone, his judgment, because of sin. But yet there was an intercessor, because Lot was brought out, his daughters were brought out, his wife was brought out, even though she was destroyed, because her heart was there. So when she looked back, she became a pillar of salt. So when it was all said and done, this family's lives were destroyed because of the effects of sin. Now, looking at this, beloved, you can see, and I can see, amen, the effects of sin and what damage it can and will do to our lives. This is why God wants us to live holy and righteous before him. So the prayer of intercession, amen. And you can read more about Abraham in Genesis 18, verses 23-32. And then number 7, there's the prayer of persistence. Persistence is wrestling with God for victory. It is a personal fight for or struggle. And we know that Jacob wrestled with God. And as a result, God changed his name because he would not let go of the angel. Amen. Have you ever been in a prayer? Have you ever been in a situation where you're praying and you're saying, God, I'm not going to let go? Amen. You may be in a service and you want God to minister to you. Glory to God. You say, God, I'm not going to stop praising you, not going to stop worshiping, not going to leave this altar until you do, amen, what I'm asking, until you bless me, until you minister. Come on, somebody. When we get in persistent prayer, glory to God, God will answer. He's faithful. Glory to God. He touched Jacob's life, touched his thigh. He was never the same. Amen. But he was never the same on a spiritual plane as well, because he had an encounter with the Lord. And once we have an encounter with God, amen, our lives are not the same. Glory be to God when we can tap into God. Amen, on this dimension, to where, amen, if we're slain in the spirit, if you will, glory to God, God takes us out and ministers deeply to us. Our lives are not the same. Amen. And then we allow God to activate, amen, what he's done in us. Glory to God. And then we put that thing to practice. We're not the same. Somewhere, amen, we must get to the point, beloved, where we die. Amen. The flesh has to die in order for the Spirit of God to rise up in us. Amen. That we walk in the Spirit, that we live in the Spirit, remain in the Spirit. And then when we do that, beloved, we will not fulfill the lusts, the dictates, and appetites of the flesh. So prayer, the prayer of persistence, to prevail, amen, means to win. It means to overcome. So just as Jacob and others, amen, prevailed in prayer, God wants us to prevail, Amen. Now, the word travail, because in persistent prayer, intercessory prayer, warfare prayer, there will be times when we will travail. And this is the dying part of prayer. This is where we labor in prayer. Amen. We travail because when something needs to be birthed out, amen, that takes travail. Amen. It takes, amen, deep inward intercessory prayer. Amen. And pain comes along with travail. Travail, amen, you need a lot of energy in order to travail. Come on, somebody. It takes God, amen, to push us through travailing prayer. Amen. Now listen, God does not hear us because of the length of prayer, but because of the sincerity of prayer. God is looking on at our heart, beloved. Amen. Glory to God. Now, travailing prayer involves depth. Amen. We're going deep. When you travail, amen, you're no longer on the surface. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about what God wants. Amen. It's about his vision and us birthing that vision out. Amen. So the greater the desire, the more intense prayer will be. Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he agonized, beloved. Jesus agonized in prayer. So it was so intense that his sweat was great drops of blood. He felt what he was about to endure in prayer before he actually walked up Golgotha or went up, amen, in that level of suffering. Amen. He literally experienced it first through prayer. He prayed it out, in other words. So he was finally able to say, not my will, Father, but thy will be done, because of the agony and the pain spiritually that he felt. Amen. And there are times when we must pray things out, pray things through before we walk through them. Amen. And God will give you supernatural strength, abundant strength. Come on here. Amen. To go through the things that you need to go through. Amen. So in order to be victorious in our Christian walk, amen, we must stay built up in prayer. Remember these dimensions of prayer. Confessing, thanking him. Amen. Worshiping him. Meditating upon him. Amen. Petitioning him. Interceding. Amen. And then persistence. Praise God. Amen. All of this comes by us praying in the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost knows, amen, he knows how to pray. When we do not, amen, we can pray in the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost will pray the perfect prayer. He will not pray of himself. Amen. He prays a perfect prayer. Amen. So when we tap into the spirit realm, tap into God. Amen. Get that relationship with God, beloved. Amen. Make sure that your connections stay firm and sure in God. Romans 8:26 says this, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen. And Ephesians 6:18 says this, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching, remaining alert thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we're not just praying for ourselves, but there will be times, beloved, when God will have us praying for others. Amen. And we must realize that the Holy Ghost is the sustainer, is our sustainer of spiritual life. So if we live in the Spirit, we must also walk in the Spirit. Amen. Remain there. Don't dip and dabble. Don't go in and out. Amen. Don't allow your flesh to take over and reign and rule. But allow God to crucify the flesh so that you can remain in the Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. We must pray in the Holy Ghost, because in doing this we will glorify God. And realize the Holy Ghost does not act alone. He does not. He only does, again, as the Father gives him. He is our helper. Amen. The Holy Ghost is our helper. Amen. He's our convictor. Amen. He instructs and he corrects. So only the Holy Ghost knows God's thoughts. Amen. So when we flow in the Holy Ghost, we will know the mind of God. So it's important for us to walk in the Spirit daily. This is why it's so important for us to remain in God 24/7. Amen. And we can do it. This is not a hard thing. Amen. So tell yourself, I can do this. And this is how you do it. by Jude 1:20-21. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Amen. Beloved, listen, I'm encouraging you today to allow the Lord to refresh you in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Apply these dimensions of prayer. Amen. Again, the prayer of confession, the prayer of thanksgiving. Amen. The prayer of worship, the prayer of meditation. Amen. The prayer of petition, the prayer of intercession. And finally, the prayer of persistence. And when we put all this together, amen, it will cause us to be built up. And then praying in the Holy Ghost, praying daily, praying in the spirit realm, if you will. Amen. Your heavenly language, God gives it to you for you to praise God. Amen. But also as you praise him and you begin to speak in tongues, glory to God, as the Spirit gives utterance, amen, you're building up your spirit man on your most holy faith. Amen. This is what it means to be built up, to be edified, glory to God. And then God can also give back to you how to pray. He'll give you wisdom, glory to God. So if you need a refreshing, amen, if you need God to really just minister to you afresh, amen, I'm going to pray and ask God to do that for you. Father, I thank you for your people. I thank you, God, for what you're doing. Thank you for this word, Lord. Father God, I want you to minister to those that are listening. Oh, Father God, stir this word up. Father God, you rebuild us back up in the Holy Ghost. Don't let the word slip from us. God, there may be someone that needs a refreshing touch in the Holy Ghost, and I'm asking you, God, to give us rebaptized, refresh in the Holy Ghost. Rejuvenate, oh God. Recharge us up, Father God. Don't let the word slip. And God, we thank you. I give you praise now, and I give you glory and honor, oh God, and I magnify your holy name. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. We're located, amen, in Lawton, Oklahoma. We do appreciate what God is doing. We appreciate the ministry. Amen. We're excited about God. Amen. And as we prepare for our Women of Power Conference to be held May 13 through 15 right here in Lawton, Oklahoma, at our church at Holy Ghost Pentecostal Church, located at 1203 Southwest Sheridan Road in Lawton, Oklahoma, 73505. Beloved, we are inviting you to come and be with us. Amen. The theme this year is Raising the Standard, Holiness, the Highway to the Lord. Amen. We're marching on that highway. We want to see Jesus. We want the Lord to be glorified and edified in our lives. So, amen, we want to encourage you to come and be a part. Amen. If this broadcast is a blessing, we ask that you continue to listen. You may want to drop us a line. Amen. You can write us at Women of Power Ministries, P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73506. Or drop me an email, Deborah@WOPMinistries.org. Glory be to God. We look forward to hearing from you, beloved. We want you to continue to listen. Amen. Our next broadcast, amen, we'll be talking about the matters of the heart. Glory be to God. And God is after our heart. Amen. Beloved, if God gets your heart, he has you. Amen. Continue to trust the Lord. Continue to believe God. Continue, amen, to pray. Amen. Apply these dimensions of prayer. And realize, beloved, that God loves you. He cares about you. He cares about everything that you're going through even now. God is faithful to his word. And we thank God, amen, again, for this opportunity. It's a joy and a blessing to be able to come by radio and minister the word of God. Amen. I want you to be encouraged. Amen. Keep your eyes on the Lord, beloved, and know that God, amen, is with you. My time is just about gone for today, but we're going to be back again, amen, on tomorrow, amen, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, amen, that would be 7 a.m., amen, Eastern Time. Glory to God, we will be right back here again in the Word of the Lord. Amen. I want you to be blessed and know that God loves you and I love you. Until we meet again, may God bless you is my prayer.